They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The psychological strain of returning to the office or not. I'm David Brancaccio. First, wholesale oil prices remain at $72.50 a barrel, the highest since July. This after the New York price jumped 3% yesterday with news about what Hurricane Ida, more than 2 weeks ago, did to fossil fuel production and oil stockpiles. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The main culprit was Hurricane Ida. It caused significant damage to Gulf Coast oil and gas production. Then came Hurricane Nicholas this week, which slowed recovery efforts. As of yesterday, 30% of Gulf crude oil production and nearly 40% of natural gas output remained offline. 36 offshore platforms were still evacuated. The result, according to the Energy Information Administration, was that U.S. crude oil inventories were drawn down last week by a much higher than anticipated 6.5 million barrels. Meanwhile, several recent forecasts predicted global oil demand reaching pre-pandemic levels within months. A forecast this week from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries predicts global oil demand next year will exceed 2019 levels. Investors appear to be betting on rising prices amid the tightening supply. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Dow and S&P futures are down 0.1% each. The NASDAQ future is down 0.2%. Europe looking up. Amsterdam's AEX stock index up 0.6%. Frankfurt is up 0.5%. Now, New Mexico, like many states, has regulations requiring new cars to be purchased from traditional dealerships, which is great for dealerships. The electric car company Tesla prefers direct sales to customers and doesn't like New Mexico's rules. Well, here's Tesla's new plan. Set up direct-to-consumer stores within Native American land, where tribal rules apply. Traditional dealerships in New Mexico say this will take tax revenue away from the state and hurt competition.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
What's better, what's worse, sticking with the working from home or getting the memo that you have to start coming in? The big return. Our coverage this morning turns on a survey this summer that found a third of workers who started going back report negative effects on their mental health. I spoke to Amanda Falk, a licensed clinical social worker and chief of clinical services at The Dorm, which is a mental health treatment center in New York City and Washington, D.C. She sees the variation of reactions in her practice.
While there are certainly many people who are excited to get back to work and excited to have that face-to-face contact, because isolating at home and being in front of a computer screen all day has had a negative impact on their mental health, there are other people who aren't so excited, and going back to the office is bringing up some anxiety for them.
another thing that's wearing on people, I think, right? You don't know when you have to plan to go in many industries. Is it soon? Is it not so soon? Is it kind of never, but maybe sometime you'll open up an email and, you know, boo, you got to come back in. It's like waiting to find out if your parole has been granted.
Correct. And I think that human beings do not like unpredictability. And with this pandemic, there's been a lot of stops and starts. We're opening the office. No, just kidding. We're actually not opening the office. So every single time that you become mentally or emotionally prepared to go back, the rug gets pulled out from under you and then you're back at home again, which again only adds to the trauma and to the anxiety associated with this entire pandemic.
What about for individuals who are especially anxious about whether or not they're going back in or not? I mean, you have any suggestions for ways they can think about this?
It's tough because you don't have control over when your boss is going to send that email telling you that you have to come back to the office. But you do have control over practicing good sleep hygiene, doing meditation, exercising, taking time for fun with friends. And I always say to people that, you know, you don't have to wait until your anxiety reaches a 10 to ask for help. It is okay to ask for help when it's at a 3 or a 4, and it becomes much easier to treat and much less overwhelming the sooner that you reach out for treatment.
Now, I assume you'd want more employers, bosses, to offer coverage for mental health care, but what else could employers do as a practical matter to support workers trying to navigate through these very trying times still?
In the ideal world, I wish that the workplace would treat mental health concerns or issues in the same way that we treat physical health concerns or issues. If somebody were to call their boss or their HR department and say, I need to take a sick day because I have the flu, nobody would bat an eye. I don't think that employees have the same level of comfort calling their HR departments or calling their bosses and saying, I'm feeling anxious today, or I'm going through a depression. I need to take the next 2 days as mental health days. And it's unfortunate that employees aren't in a place where they feel comfortable doing that, because I don't think companies have created a culture where people feel that they can do that.
Amanda Falk, licensed clinical social worker, and she's chief of clinical services at The Dorm, which is a mental health treatment center in New York and in D.C. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
Employees, owners, managers, we want to hear from you about best or worst practices for resolving this puzzle, if, when, how, when to go back onto company property. Email us your teachable moment about this, morningreport@marketplace.org. And find our accumulating coverage for The Big Return, as we're calling it, on the marketplace.org homepage. There's a button, The Big Return, right at the top of the page. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.